This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Fuan with Beat, chief content writer for Copy Blogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 21, and it's part of the Exceptional Writers Club mini-series where I've been asking important questions about becoming a great writer. In the past two episodes, I asked, do you have the right strategy? And yesterday, I asked, do you have the right technique? Today's question is, drumroll please, do you have the right knowledge? So this is probably a good time, though, to point out that we are taking a long detour away from how to write a blog post, sort of the essential ingredients of a great article, something I promised we would do back in episode 16, where I got distracted. Because if you remember, I shared with you one of my favorite openings, the Jack White, "You Have to Fight the Guitar and Win" opening, the one where he was sitting in a dusty, sunlit house with his younger self. And it was from that article, and it was called How to Become an Exceptional Writer, where I explored the four categories, the four questions that make up an exceptional web writer. Now, this detour, it's a very Southern thing to do, I must add. I was born in Alabama, and I have a hard time telling a story extemporaneously and not going down rabbit trails. There are just so many beautiful things I want to look at. Mom, check out that rainbow! But this is all very important stuff we're talking about for your development as an exceptional web writer. So we will eventually get back to exploring those essential elements of a great article. Today, though, we're going to talk about having the right kind of knowledge. There are two basic kinds of knowledge that you need. There's the general and there's the specific. Think about general knowledge as being 3 miles wide and 3 inches deep. And think about specific knowledge as 3 inches wide and 3 miles deep, drilling down, in other words. For example, as a professional web writer, my specific knowledge plunges into the depths of topics like writing and persuasion and content marketing and advertising and negotiations, SEO, social media. That's very specific knowledge. It's knowledge I need to master if I ever want to be considered an authority as an online writer. And this could take years and decades. Now, my general knowledge ranges from mountaineering to morality, from Christianity to chess. Enjoy reading about gravity, the Civil War, dying, Theodore Roosevelt, the Spanish flu, and libertarianism. Enjoy watching films about historical events and current events and famous football players. Recently, I just listened to the 12-episode podcast Serial. I read 2 books about the German philosopher Martin Heidegger. I'm reading David Hume's Dialogues Concerning Natural Religion. There is no end to my curiosity, and all of it feeds the beast, feeds that renegade sinkhole. American theoretical physicist Richard P. Feynman said, "Study hard what interests you the most in the most undisciplined, irreverent, and original manner possible." I can't think of a better way to nurture originality than that. Samuel Johnson, the 18th century English writer, said, "Curiosity is, in great and generous minds, the first passion and the last." But so say you want something more systematic. You want a framework. So how do you build this knowledge, this specific knowledge? Well, let me give you few approaches. I recommend them all. So because your words are your currency, build a wicked vocabulary. Read the dictionary, read old books and ancient speeches, read the King James Bible, pick up on the original language, look up words you don't understand. 2, become an anti-scholar. Nassim Nicholas Taleb, author of The Black Swan, coined the term anti-scholar. What is an anti-scholar? It refers to the person who focuses on the books he or she has not read. It's not so much how much you know, but how much you don't know, and how to find out that information when you need it. There's an anecdote about Ben Jonson, the English poet and playwright, not Samuel Johnson, whom I mentioned above. It demonstrates what this mindset is like. It is told that while Ben Jonson, scanning through the book spines of a friend's library, stopped on a particular book, slid it out gently and peered at it. His friend asked if he had read the book. Ben Jonson looked up and said no, but knowing where to find it is just as important as having read it. In his book, Taleb writes, "The writer Umberto Eco belongs to that small class of scholars who are encyclopedic, insightful, and not dull. He is the owner of a large personal library containing 30,000 books and separates visitors into two categories, those who react with, 'Wow, Senor Professor Dr. Eco, what a library you have. How many of these books have you read?' The others, a very small minority, who get the point that a private library is not an ego-boosting appendage, but a research tool. Read books are far less valuable than unread ones. Your library should contain as much of what you do not know as your financial means." And this is Taleb still speaking. "The library should contain as much of what you do not know as your financial means. Mortgage rates and the currently tight real estate market allows you to put there. You will accumulate more knowledge and more books as you grow older, and the growing number of unread books on the shelves will look at you menacingly. Indeed, the more you know, the larger the rows of unread books. Let us call this collection of unread books an anti-library." Now, my friend and fellow copywriter Catherine Wildman introduced me to a Japanese term that describes this behavior. It's tsudoku. T-S-U-D-O-K-U. And it's Japanese for leaving a book unread after buying it, typically piled up together with other unread books. Thank you, Catherine. Now, if so you can't afford your own library, having a library nearby helps. I have two small libraries nearby. They're not great, but they belong to the interstate-wide system, which allows me access to a lot of books I wouldn't normally have access to. And of course, living near a university or two helps. Of course, you can find most information online too. Now, let's move from what you don't know to mastering a very small but very precise piece of information. And we do this by memorization. Recall in writing is important. It's critical. I have a pretty good memory, not photographic, but I can remember important details. Pretty good. However, I try to memorize chunks of text or handwrite a compelling page or listen repeatedly to a line of speech. The purpose is I want to burn it into my memory. I want to impress the cadence, the peculiar vocabulary, and the style into my mind. This knowledge will help develop your flair, which we will talk more about in the next episode. In the meantime, pick your favorite writers and then start memorizing those lines. And reading is not the only mode of learning, of acquiring general knowledge. You can travel. Actually going through experiences, meeting new people, and seeing different parts of the world will build your knowledge base. It's what Jeff Goins calls the discipline of travel. And it's an excellent educator. You could also sit in a classroom. These days, this doesn't mean you have to enroll in school, load your backpack with paper and pencils, and roll up to the community college on your bicycle. Most major universities are giving away courses online for free, places like MIT, Yale, or Stanford. Just look up your favorite university, and I'll bet you they are giving away courses. Right now, I'm listening to Shelley Kagan's course on death. Finally, follow blogs and listen to podcasts about your field. Download their white papers and ebooks. On our Rainmaker podcast, we have a number of shows I've made a point of listening to just so I can keep up with the current changes. Podcasts like Search and Deploy by Lauren Baker, where he's tackling issues as they emerge with experts in the field, keeps me on the cutting edge of SEO. And like technique, the ways you absorb knowledge are only limited by your imagination. What methods do you use to build your specific and general knowledge? Let me know in the comments. And speaking of knowledge, let me close with this. You can get a great scoop of specific knowledge at our Authority Rainmaker Conference this May 13th to the 15th, where a star-studded cast of speakers will bring you some of the best ideas on content marketing, SEO, driving traffic, smart design and conversion, and how to just generally subdue the web, pick tail, and take names. We get knowledge from people like SEO veteran Danny Sullivan, co-founder and CTO of Ion Interactive, Scott Brinker, Porch's VP of Marketing, Joanna Lord, the world's first chief content officer, Ann Hanley. Don't forget Henry Rollins, Dan Pink, Chris Brogan, and a cast of copy blogger hotshots, all in one room for 3 days at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. And you've got a chance to chum with them and dine with them. Beautiful knowledge from beautiful people in a beautiful building. You don't want to miss it, but you can only do that. You register at rainmaker.fm/event. That is rainmaker.fm/event. Until next time, take care.